Think a minute. The reason some people are successful is they put a plan and work together for a plan that really works. Yesterday, we started a plan for success in our job and career, as well as our personal life. So today, we'll complete the course. Rule number three is we must be productive. This means we learn to use our time and talents efficiently and effectively to produce something others think is worth having, either a good product or good service or both. And the only way we can do this is we must maintain our high standard of quality and pride in our work. The world-famous musician Paderewski said, "When I miss a week in practice, my audience knows it. When I miss a day, I know it." This takes daily discipline and commitment to improving ourselves and our service to others. So we keep sharpening our skills, learning to use new and better technology, even learning from our competitors. Remember, the enemy of the best is second best. Good enough rarely is. This leads to rule number four. You must be motivated by a passion and purpose that gets you up every morning. Fire in your heart will melt the lead in your feet. Without this desire and drive, your best plans will never happen. You see, there's a deep satisfaction that only comes from knowing you're using your personality and abilities to become the best you can be. But you know, even if we did all this right, we still need a purpose bigger than just our own personal needs and desires, something that's really worth giving our life and time to. Which brings us back to where we started. You find success and happiness as you help others find it. That's the greatest success a human can achieve, because it's the success our Maker created and designed us to have. You see, when we know that God Himself, the greatest power and force in the world, is with us, we can't lose. So why not ask Jesus to take control of your life every day? Then He can help you start living His plan and principles for your guaranteed success in this business called life. Just think a minute. If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com and join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.